Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are live at Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville, Studio B, the studio they built just for us out here. Bob Walk is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Bob's appearance brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Bob, good to talk to you again. We were just discussing the state of the team and how the Pirates have played with these good teams every single night, but the bullpen is blowing up. I mean, I hate to simplify it to that, but it sure does seem like that's a major problem at the moment. Yes?
Yeah, that's definitely the major problem. I mean, there's other things that are happening. And, you know, I think even before yesterday's game, this was kind of the theme when we were talking in the first inning about, you know, what has happened up to this point. I mean, going into the homestand, coming off that road trip, I think everybody, including myself, was pretty high. You know, I thought things were really going to start clicking, but they didn't. The offense did pretty decent. I think we were putting up runs pretty effectively. I think at times we were getting some help on that from the other team, but when doors were open, we were taking advantage of it. The big problem, other than just kind of nitpicking some other things, you know, defensively, maybe base running stuff, the big problem, obviously, we had late leads throughout that homestand, to where if we would have held on to them, we would have went 5-1, which, you know, ifs and buts, but 5-1, look what our record would be right now. Look what our standing would be in the wild card. We'd be much closer to the Brewers right now. That was a pretty devastating homestand, and the easiest place and probably the most worthy place to put the blame is at the bullpen and all over the bullpen. There was only really two guys down there that pitched well.
Well, the question that we've gotten a lot in Post Gazette mailbags and things is it time to think about making Chapman the closer and moving Bednar to a lesser role until he kind of figures out what's going on? I mean, we've seen this happen a number of different teams this year in different places.
Yeah, I think that's always a tough question to answer, because you've had somebody that's been extremely effective out there, one of the very best, if not the best, closer in the National League anyway. And then, this year there was some problems early on. And then he did a pretty decent job. He was able to close out 19 in a row, but in, even in the last couple there of the 19 in a row, he had some cushion when he came into the game, and it wasn't smooth for him, but he's still able to get the save. So something's been happening with him over the last, I don't know, probably four or five appearances out there. It appears to me it's all control type problems. He just doesn't have the command that we were used to seeing him with. Almost exactly what the problem was when the season started. Just can't throw the ball where he wants to. Found the answer to it. Pitched very well for a couple months straight. Needs to do it again. The thing about making this decision, though, about who to go to, we're quickly running out of time. Depending on what happens on this road trip, you know, we might be out of time in another week to 10 days. So you have to make the right decision, and you got to do it pretty quickly.
Bob Walk on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Fan Twitter also brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Bob, Key Brian Hayes continues to be an issue. It's just such a mystery, unless it isn't, and it's his back. But he literally never gets an extra base hit. I think I had it the other day, maybe four or five since early May. It's mind-boggling. What are you seeing when he's at the plate?
Well, for the most part, he's just not getting the head of the bat out front. So when he does make contact with the baseball, there's no bat speed, no real good exit velocity coming off. You're just seeing a kind of a spray hitter up there right now, and most everything being sprayed the other direction. And that, now that's a good approach if all you're worried about is not striking out and wanting to get the ball put in play. There's guys that need to have more of that approach. But the key is to have some kind of a balance. There are times where, you know, you especially, and we're talking about Hayes, are a guy that we need to have extra base hits. You're not going to lead the league at home run, but you're going to have to have doubles. You're going to have triples. We need you to be an RBI guy driving in runs from first base. And you got to get the head of the bat out front occasionally in order to do that and make the pitchers really make some changes too, how they pitch against you. Now, I will say this, and this is just one at bat. I don't know if it was his last one yesterday or second to the last one. He ripped the ball into the left field corner, hit the fence on a fly. Hit it very hard, but it was about 2 feet foul.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember that. That's the kind of ball we're never seeing him hit. And that's why I remember it. It was just a foul ball, but it stuck in my mind because I'm not seeing him do that ever. Rip a ball down the left side. So maybe there's something there. I hope so because, you know, just like what we were talking about with the closer situation, you can't afford right now to be without pieces for any length of time. And, you know, we've been really without Hayes' bat for most of the season. I'm talking about his, you know, his extra base bat that you're talking about. That hadn't been around. If it's going to show up, it better be soon.
Well, and the question, Bob, with Bednar and Hayes, and not looking for excuses, but do you think that they are fully healthy? Because that's the other question. There's questions about Hayes' back. Bednar obviously started the season with a lat injury that, you know, could that be a part of what's holding them back?
Well, because it's a, with Bednar, it's a control issue. I always think about injury. You know, there's certain reasons. I think I've talked to you guys about this before. When you see a lack of command, is the player afraid of the bat? You know, is he afraid to throw strikes? Young guys can get like that. Well, that's certainly not the case of Bednar, for sure. You know, the other major case is the health thing that you just talk about, because that leads to mechanical situations where you lose, you know, your consistency of your delivery, and you get wild. The only thing I could go on with Bednar is his velocity. He's throwing as hard now as he ever had. He was throwing 98, 99 miles an hour yesterday. So the velocity is there. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's totally healthy. You know, there could be something else bothering him that doesn't affect anything other than you know, maybe his follow through, or, you know, his, as he's planting his front foot, and maybe that is affecting his, you know, his release point of the baseball, which now it just all, you know, domino effect all the way to, well, now I can't throw the ball where I want to. So I think that it could be a possibility, but it's, again, it's tough with Bednar because, one, he's throwing real hard, and, two, his personality is he's never going to say a word. You know, there's a lot of guys down there. They get a hangnail. You know about it. Bednar, you're not going to know. He's going to go out there, and he, if you ask him, are you okay, can you pitch, he'll say yes every single time. So it's tough with him. And as far as the back with Hayes, he's had back problems since he got up here in the big leagues. So, yeah, that could certainly be a possibility. But the thing is, it's not like he's been real good at certain parts during the season and then fallen off. He really hasn't done much with the bat all year. So if it's back-related, then that means his back's been hurting him all season and no one's saying anything.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. As far as you're concerned, should O'Neill Cruz be a shortstop in the future, or would you have him change positions?
I think he's got the last 2 months of the season to answer a lot of those questions. I don't want to make a decision on a guy that's never had a full year in the big leagues on where he can play and where he can't play. But he needs to take that big question mark away. And, you know, the theme of today's talk, it seems like, is, you know, we're running out of time for a lot of different things. Teams running out of time, blah, blah, blah. Well, he's running out of time to solidify himself as a big league shortstop. Every time he seems to take a couple steps forward, he takes a big step back. You know, shortstop's got to be kind of a team leader out there, too, really minimize any kind of mental mistakes, you know, like jogging to first on a double and then getting thrown out at second, stuff like that. That's that your shortstop is a guy that ideally is a leader by example type player. And not only does he need to clean up the physical errors, I think he needs to clean up those mental errors also if that's going to be his position.
Well, speaking of that, Joe and I had a little spirited discussion about the fact that with only 35-40 games left, and I know that you're still ancillarily in the race, but shouldn't they take this time to figure out what they have in Henry Davis? In other words, why is he not up here at least finish the season getting major league at-bats to see where he is and what they can, you know, get out of him or what maybe they can expect from him? I mean, you've got 30 days to do it. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to continue to play Grandal at this point.
Well, I don't think they're playing Grandal very often. I think Bart is the everyday catcher. And Bart's hitting cleanup in fifth for us right now. He's a big bat. He's the catcher. So if Davis comes up here, he's either going to sit on the bench and watch, or you're going to have to find another position for him. Right now,
well,
there's no way he catches in front of Bart. You're gonna bench McCutchen then?
Well, I mean, again, I think that at this point, it's got to be you're getting close to the point where you got to figure out what you have for next year. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, and I agree with you, but you're going to have to play him somewhere every day if you do that and bring him up here. Where's that spot going to be? That's the question I have no answer to, because I don't think they're going to bench McCutchen. And Bart has claimed, rightfully so, that he's the catcher. I mean, he hits, he gets big hits, he hits for power. You know, he was as bigger prospect for the Giants than Davis is with us. So, you know, maybe the Pirates got lucky and got something here with Bart. But he's looking really good right now. I don't want anybody to be a catcher right now other than Bart.
No, I would agree with you. He's been very, very good. But my thing is, I think, you know, maybe use, you know, Henry Davis a little in right, a little in first, some DH, and once or twice catch. It's more about getting him at bats than it is necessarily figuring out what he's going to be for you in the future as a fielder.
Well, yeah, I agree. If he's going to be with us in the future, he needs to have, big league time is good. That's going to help him out. I agree with you 100% on that. I just don't know right now where you're going to put him in the lineup.
Bob, we appreciate the time today. Thank you. It should be an interesting series out in L.A., your old stomping grounds. I'm sure you've been to some memorable games as a kid at Dodger Stadium and played in some, yes?
Oh, yeah. Memorable in both ways. I have stories about Dodger Stadium that I can't even put on the air. Mm. although Vin Scully did.
Did you ever get a chance to talk to Vin Scully?
Oh, many, 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 many times, yeah. His last year, I was lucky enough to be one of the people called in to have an audience with him, which I thought was pretty cool that he would send his minions to find me and have me come and talk to him. So that was a neat thing. It really was a, I heard this guy calling games when I was, 6-7 years old, and here I am, an older man, having a conversation about baseball and life with him one-on-one in his very last year of being an announcer. He was an amazing person and really a unique, one-of-a-kind baseball announcer.
That is awesome. So if we found a little Bob Walk running around at 7 years old, I imagine you were listening to Dodger games on the radio as you went to bed each night. Who was starring for the team back then?
Oh, back then you had Koufax and Drysdale. They were the two big guys. And Johnny Roseboro was the catcher. And you had... I think Bill Russell might have been a young rookie. Jim LaFever was there. He was a rookie of the year at one time. Willie Davis, number 3 in the outfield. I remember my grandfather used to yell at the radio because we'd sit around and listen to the game, and it would be late in the game, and Willie Davis would be up, and Tommy Davis also would be out there too, and he'd always yell, "Save us, Davis." That's a silly thing, but I remember that as a young boy sitting in the living room listening to the game and him yelling at the radio, "Save us, Davis." He'd do that several times a week. As back then, Dodgers, they didn't score a lot of runs, even though they had really good pitchers.
That is awesome.
Yeah, really.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. Enjoy the special radio studio you have up there. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was built just for Paul. We appreciate it.
All right, man. Talk to you guys later. See you, Paul.
We'll see you.
What a great guy, huh? I always think about that. Like, what if you make it to the majors or make it to the pros, like what people and how proud people in your family must be.
Right.
Like, I can't
imagine.
Especially
when you come back to, Dodger Stadium.
Yes.
They come and watch you play in it.
Like my grandfather, if I had ever made the major, it's just unreal, right? Yeah. I would have made the major leagues and he would have got to see me play. But for people like Bob, they got to live that dream.
So I'll tell you something that's pretty cool is one of my friends at the time, she was really good friends with John Wehner.
Yeah.
So in like 91 or 92 or whatever, we went to his debut at Three River Stadium.
You know? Really?
Yes. And so afterwards, we waited for him to come out, and that's when I actually first met him. You know what I'm saying? But like friends, family, like the whole neighborhood of Carrick was basically outside, the player's entrance waiting for him to come out. So I actually experienced that one time, and it was pretty cool.
That's incredible. Coming up, we have a football game on our hands. Let's do some over-unders here with players none of us have heard of. Although we can also do Justin Fields and people like that for tonight. A couple of over-unders. We'll do that next as we get you ready for Steelers-Texans tonight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Right. Winding things down here at Studio B in Monroeville, Bowser Chevy. We had a great time out here today. Thanks to all our guests. Thanks to all our hosts out at Bowser Chevrolet. It's time for What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, I mentioned the 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's get, down to business here.
Let me ask
here.
You a question real quick.
Yeah.
Any one of those four women that we just saw run the 4x100 for the U.S.?
Yeah.
If you started at 70 meters and they, could you beat them? They had to run the full 100. Could you beat them?
How close is that to me starting at, like, the other team's 30 and them starting at the goal line?
Yeah.
Is it similar? Is meters similar to yards?
It's
I'm extremely ignorant.
It's a little bit longer than that, but...
No, I couldn't... No. No.
Because the question then becomes, okay, I think they run in, what, 11 seconds or 10, 11 seconds?
Yeah.
Could you run 70 meters in 11 seconds or 10 seconds? I don't think I could.
No, they would... Let's put it in football field parlance. If I started at the 50 and they start at the goal line, am I making it to the other goal line?
In 10 seconds. Can you run from the 50 to the goal line in 10 seconds?
Yeah. At 50 yard, the 50 yard dash in 10 seconds, I hope.
Could you do that?
I think. 1/1000, yes.
Okay, so then how about, could you do 55 yards, which would mean you'd start on the 45 yard?
They would beat me. They would beat
55?
Me.
55?
Yeah.
That's still like 10 seconds, 10.5 seconds or something.
Well, what could they do the whole field in that?
Yeah, probably 10 seconds or 10. Yeah, it's right around that neighborhood.
It would be a hell of a race.
I've tried to figure this out.
It would be a hell of a race.
Honestly, back in my, when I was playing soccer and I was in shape, I ran the 40 in 4.58.
That's pretty good.
Yes. So
for a guy your size?
Back then, you know, I probably could run 80 yards and beat them. Because I was in shape and I could run the full 80 that fast, you know what I mean?
Oh, that would make me nervous to have one of those. Who's the one who ran the anchor there?
Richardson or whatever.
Zachary Richardson.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
ridiculous.
Is she fast?
Right, but I'm just saying back then. But now I probably would have to be on the 40 yard line, going 40 yards in.
The other team's 40.
I think I could run the 40 in 10 seconds.
Fan weather. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, up to 7,500. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Rain throughout the day and a high of 84, although it looks kind of nice out right now. Maybe I will practice a little golf. We got a ball game tonight, Paul. Let's talk about it. Justin Fields. Oh, no, wait, we have a news item. We have breaking news here. Sean just told us that the Patriots are going to cut Juju should the Steelers pick him up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if they get Ayuk or in if they don't get Ayuk.
I mean, I don't know. Why pick him up? What, is he better than Van Jefferson and all these
Oh, guys? I thought you said they should pick
him up. No. I said, yep. Yeah. I mean, it's on social media that all over the place that he got cut. He got cut. So my question is, is he really an upgrade over these guys?
No.
At this stage?
And I'm a big Juju fan. His yards per catch is tragic in the past 4 years. It's like late stage Hines Ward. He doesn't catch touchdowns. Juju, to me, is a guy who at an early age racked up his body because of how hard he plays. Like, I have total respect for how this guy played the game over the years. He had a pretty good year in Kansas City. He did. 78 catches, 900 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think he made some big catches and plays in the playoffs. But he's just not the same guy, Paul. He got hurt, and then he was never really quite the same. He turned into a blood and guts possession receiver way earlier than he should have.
He became a guy, too, that seemed like he lost a step. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He just became a possession guy that you threw it to on third and six. If you you hope that he got he ran a 6-yard route.
Right. And busted a couple guys. This was a dude, and I know Antonio Brown was big for him, right? But I don't care who's playing on the other side of you. When you have 111 catches for 1,400 yards and 7 touchdowns, that tells me you're a little more than I'm going to throw it to him a yard short of the sticks every time and hope he makes it. I don't know. He had a 97-yard play each of his first 2 years in the league. How many guys in NFL history have 2 plays in their career more than 96 yards, Paul?
Yeah.
There can't be many.
Other than kick returners
and things like that. I'm talking plays from scrimmage.
Yeah, he was actually a really good he had some moments where we thought, boy, this guy has a chance to be really good.
Yeah.
But it just never fully all came together for him, did it?
No. And he delivered a legendary moment, whatever you think of that moment. Lots of Steelers fans love it, where the bad guy got his, and that was Vontaze Burfict when he dropped him like a fly and stood over him. Remember that?
Yeah. John, that's right. And that was what got him a lot of clout, really. In many ways,
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Because people still remember all of that.
All right, ball game tonight. 5 things to watch from Ray Fittipaldi. We had him on earlier. First of all, Paul, you buy in the new and improved Justin Fields. I mean, I like Justin Fields in some ways. I'm not convinced he's going to be a long-term answer here. And didn't we learn last year preseason games and what they do in practice and things like that? I don't really care that much.
Right.
Do you?
No. And I think the other part of it is I saw a lot of plays from training camp.
Yeah.
That would have maybe been sacks if they were allowed to actually tackle.
I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I mean? Where he ran out of it and it's like, well, that would have been a sack. You know what I mean? Wow, look at that play.
But at least he doesn't turn the wrong way all the time like Mr. Small Hands did. You remember that?
Yes. Mr. Small Hands.
Ben
did
had
you
a
see
great...
That clip? Did you see that clip with Russell Wilson where he took a shot at Kenny Pickett?
No, what did he say?
I forget exactly how he started it off, but he says, oh, yeah, and by the way, I've always had big hands.
I like that. Yeah.
Now, that was funny.
I like that a lot. All right, we have Peyton Wilson. This guy... If I had to pick one person other than Fields that I'm most excited to watch, it's Peyton Wilson, the linebacker out of NC State. I think teams shied away from this kid because of an injury history, but in like this past season and even a little bit before that, as far as I can remember, his injury history is irrelevant right now. I don't care what injuries he had long ago in his past. He was productive enough to be a great player in college. I think they got a steal.
Yeah, well, especially the other part of it is, didn't they say he could basically play Isn't the thing he doesn't have like an ACL or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but they said he could play like that. And it, you know what I mean? That there's guys that
DeJuan Blair did, yeah, Hines Ward did, Greg Lloyd did.
Right, there were guys that have played for a lot of years like that. So what's the big deal? What I like about it is every clip I see of him,
he's a maniac.
Yes, you can tell he's a football player. He's a guy that just wants to go out and knock people in the next week.
I mean, I can't wait to watch this guy.
He runs well. He's intense. You know, he's kind of a throwback. I mean, I imagine Steeler fans are going to love him because of his skill set.
The last time he had a significant injury was 2021. So, right, you know, if that was his draft year, yeah, I'm not taking him either. But since then, he's played 23 games with all kinds of sacks, 4 interceptions, tons of tackles for loss, like 30 of them, 9 passes defensed. He's an animal on the field. And I think that they were smarter than everybody. And I can't wait to watch him play. So that's going to be for sure one of the sidebars tonight. And then last and perhaps least, the new kickoff. This thing is going to be incredibly confusing. Like, that's the story to me, Paul.
Yeah,
it's not what's going to happen on the play itself. It's going to be the same. We saw CBS Sports put today, so far, what have been 3 preseason games, the average starting spots, no different than it was.
Right.
The story here is millions of people watching a game saying, what the hell is going on? What are the rules here?
Right. Well, I think the thing about it is, it really doesn't sound like it's going to be that different, does it?
No.
They're just going to kick it short of the goal line, and then someone's going to take it and run it back. The only difference is, you know, the defending team gets to start at the 40 as opposed to the, you know, back on the 35. What is the difference?
Well, yeah, it used to be you start on the 25,
right,
with a touchback, and now
it's
30.
So you kick off from the 35.
Yeah, yeah.
The defensive team, except for the kicker will still be at the 35, but the defender will be all the way up at the 40.
Right.
Right? And then they run in like that.
I mean, it's stupid.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I don't understand what the point of it
is. I don't know what the rules are, though. Even Ray just did a deep dive on research, and I said, can you do a fair catch? He's like, I don't know. I've forgotten. I just spent 3 days looking at this thing. Well, why are we doing this? For what purpose? So the NFL can stand up and beat their chests and see we care about the players. We're trying to save injuries. If you don't want to get injured on a kickoff team, then don't play football. Someone else will do it.
Right.
Right, Paul?
That's the whole point. To me, aren't punts more dangerous than kickoffs?
Every play is dangerous, except we don't see it. We don't see the 96 collisions that the left guard gets into during a game.
Right. That's the big thing. But my point is, if we're worried about the collisions that happen on kickoff returns, well, what about punts where a guy's watching a ball in the air?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And if he decides he doesn't want to fair catch it, there's going to be somebody who's got like a 40 or 50 yard start running straight at him with very little resistance. I don't know.
Over under 2.5 series for Fields tonight.
Under. I think he does 2 series and he's done.
Okay. Then how does...
I think Cal Allen finishes the game, and don't they have another guy, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cal Allen takes...
If only I could remember his name. J.R. Plumlee.
Yeah, they takes him to the fourth, and then that guy plays...
I want to see that. Now, be honest. Are you going to watch the whole game?
Considering I have to do a video after the game summarizing it for the Post-Gazette, yeah, I will have to watch the whole game.
My condolences. Although I am interested in seeing that kid, J.R. Plumlee, based on what Ray told us, that he's a phenomenal athlete.
Right.
He returns punts and stuff like that.
Well, again,
I want to see Calvin Austin tonight, too, Mr. August. I think he might have a big game, Paul.
We got a problem.
What happened?
We got a problem here. Where are we
at? In the Olympics?
In the Olympics here. We got a problem. We might not medal in this thing. We're not going to medal.
What happened?
They had a bad exchange with the first and second exchange, and I'll tell you why it happened. Canada won. I'll tell you why it happened. Because remember yesterday, the guy that won the 200, Noah Lyles, is that his name?
Yes. What happened to him?
Well, he actually, he didn't win the 200. He got the bronze. But afterwards, it came out that he had tested positive for COVID 2 days earlier.
So they brought in a new guy?
So he ran with COVID. And, of course, you know, he was having a hard time breathing and stuff afterwards. So he said, I got to drop out of the 4x1. So they put somebody else in the 4x1. And I'm sure they didn't get a whole lot of time to practice. So that goes to show you that it's more than just having the four fast guys out there. You know what I mean? They had a bad... If you watch, if they show it, they had a really bad exchange here. Here it is. Let's see. It's this exchange right here. Watch how bad this exchange is.
I can watch it, but nobody listening
well,
can.
Well, can watch it. Watch it.
It's time for a Paul pause,
We can
Sean.
Talk about it right here. Look
so we
it.
Can watch the...
Look. Look. Look at it. He breaks stride. He doesn't even, you know what I'm saying? He didn't know what he was doing. They had no idea what they were doing.
How hard is it? You pass a stick to the next guy.
But again, if you don't practice it at full speed, you know what I mean?
He's been doing it his whole life. Here's the stick.
And
run.
I think the other
Speaking of
is,
dropping the baton when trying to pass it, you guys were supposed to be done a minute ago.
Oh, go to hell, Mulsey. That's the end of the show.
Yeah,
good night,
go
Paul.
To hell. But anyway...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.